Z4M Mobile.
Z4RMM Mobile.
4WHM Mobile.
HM and Gerald TR. Good afternoon, Bill.
How you doing?
Just sitting here and having some 4-year-old Wisconsin cheese and some sausage. What kind of sausage was that, Bernice? Was that deer sausage that my son-in-law shot up in Michigan? And some of Bernice's homemade breadsticks. And we split a Michelob Light in a nice, chilled Wisconsin mug. Can you beat that?
No, I don't think that'll stand up to my bologna sandwich I'm getting ready to have.
Talked to ND7J this morning, and he was smoking a 3-pound bologna. I hadn't heard of that before.
He broke up.
Oh, I talked to Bob, ND7J, and I got choked a little bit on this breadstick. And he was smoking a 3-pound bologna, is pretty sure what he said.
Well, pretty good, I guess. You can smoke about anything, make it better. And I'm just coming home from the good old grocery store, made my trip to Walmart and to Ingles. Got all the groceries we're going to need for the next couple weeks. That way, I got my bread milk, so I can make a bread milk sandwich in case it snows.
I used to eat crackers and milk every night before I go to bed, but I can't do that no more, and the salt. But I sure like that. My son-in-law that gave us that cheese and my daughter up in Michigan, whenever I get out my crackers and milk, he'd start giggling and he'd have to get up and leave the table because he just couldn't stand me eating that crackers and milk.
I've eaten a lot of milk and cornbread, buttermilk and cornbread. I don't know that I've eaten crackers and milk, but I don't see why not.
Bernice said I wouldn't go with the buttermilk. Yeah, and I like milk toast now and then. If my stomach's a little upset or something, I'll eat some milk toast or a little bit before I go to bed. And that's good. Well, heck, when we was kids, though, Bill, we put Planters peanuts and Pepsi-Cola. Remember that?
I got a case of the little 6-ounce Coca-Cola bottles for Christmas from Coca-Cola, and first thing I did was stop by one of the convenience stores and I bought about 8 packs of peanuts to go in them, and so far I hadn't had one, but a 6-pack of them have disappeared. I believe Jana's sneaking them and drinking them on me.
I texted a picture of this of me with this Wisconsin beer mug and this Michelob Light, Hal, and the cheese and crackers and whatnot. He said, a little early in the morning to be drinking, ain't it? And I said, no, not when you're retired and not when it's in a Wisconsin beer mug. Because he went to the University of Wisconsin and he gave me that beer mug.
If you think about it, it's already 5 o'clock in England, so you're good.
Bernice says it's 5 o'clock somewhere, just like the song. I guess that's right. Actually, it's about 2:24 in England right now. Been a little bit of DX on this afternoon, and there was 40 meters opened up a little early last night as we were discussing. But I seen some fairly decent ones on there a while ago when I was talking to Bob and Jerry. Jerry was on here. And, the Dow Jones Industrial's down 286, and the NASDAQ's down 13. And they're still forecasting the snow and ice storm here on the television set. So, I got a little bit of salt put on the driveway if I need to. I have no intention of going out in it. I did that all my life up there in Kansas, and I just as soon do like that trucker told me on I-70 one day. He says, I'd like to throw this road in the ditch. Well, that's what I'd like to do with the snow.
See snow, but I'm more concerned about the possibility of the ice accumulation they're talking about for the sort of Hart County, Franklin County, Toccoa, Anderson, Pickens, Clemson, toward Greenville. The potential is pretty high for a significant ice.
Yes, sir. It seems like it is. And I guess they've had some treacherous ones down here. We had some up there in Kansas, but the worst I ever experienced is when I was working last year before I retired in a hospital, and the boss come by and asked me if I'd spread some ice melt, if I minded. And I said, no, I was sitting there at the computer. I said, heck no, and I went out there, and I was trying to throw the ice melt down in front of my feet as I went. And I went up in the air and come down. I never hit so hard in my life on that sidewalk, right in front of the emergency room. I was about 15 yards out in front of it. Knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches, tore my labrum, and tore my rotator cuff. Injured my spine a little bit that they didn't find a way later. And got 4 hernias in the center and 2 over in the inguinal area, they call it. And that was on black ice. And the nurses were crawling out to their cars that day, probably to smoke a cigarette, but I seen them crawling out to their cars with their purse. They couldn't walk. So that's the last ice storm I remember, and I don't want to be out anymore.
Bad ice storm here since around 2006, 2007, I think it was, or no, 2005, and that's when I was working at Clemson, and we had people that lived, you know, out in the county that didn't get their power back on for nearly 2 weeks. I mean, it was horrible.
Tim over here told me about that one. He said he lost power for 6 days up here where we're at.
Generator, so you ought to be good. You can scrounge you up and get your generator going and make you a little fire pit, stand outside and toast some marshmallows. You'd be fine.
I believe I'll stay inside and throw a log in the insert if I'm going to do that. And I haven't lit that fireplace in the last 8 or 10 years, I don't think. But at any rate, yes, we feel very fortunate to have that generator. I was talking to Jerry about that this morning, Bill, and he was going to look at that website I gave him. But I don't know if it's a good investment down here or not. We've used ours. I think the longest it ever run was about 8 hours. But it's sure nice when you need it. And it's a whole house generator, so it's 21 kilowatts. So you can run the electric stove, the heat pump, the refrigerators, and the whole bit. And we feel very blessed to have that. And just for the heck of it, I had the tank topped off a couple of months ago because I don't like to have to worry about getting a propane truck in here if you do get a long duration. But, of course, the generator, let me drop this. It's going to use how much fuel that's demanded of it. So if you're just running a few LED lights in the house and a little bit to cook with and that and the heat pump, it ain't going to take squat to, you know, run it for several weeks without having to worry about getting more propane. So probably a month. So this one's supposed to move out on Sunday night and be gone. So we're fortunate there. Bill. That's N0TR.
Jim. Yeah, you're right. It's going to come in quick, about dark on Saturday, and be gone, I think, they said, in the early hours Sunday morning. And they said it'll still be cold enough. Whatever's here will be on the ground or in the trees, but it'll be clearing off and warming up in a hurry. So that's a good thing. At least it's not a prolonged event. So, but I've been watching those National Weather Service videos, like I emailed you last night, and they've been creeping up in their confidence on where and how much snow and ice is going to hit, and Clark County is right in the center of the ice. So I hope I don't lose a limb over the tree that's holding up my ham antenna. That's my big concern.
But that can be replaced easy enough. Well, I won't say easy, but it can be done. Oh, I just got a box from Prime here. I went to Lowe's the other day and Home Depot. The guy there told me they never ever handled it. Well, he's wrong, because I bought it there before. They just discontinued. They got liquid electrical tape, and this one's Gardner Bender, and I use it on all of my connections outside, particularly the PL259s, and it just works great, and you can just peel it off easily. It's like Scott's 33, only it's liquid. And I also I used the good Daniel Woodhead plugs on my chicken coop out there, wherever I got like now I got the heated watering system out there, but I still seal those Daniel Woodhead plugs up on the where the cord goes in, you know, with this stuff. It's just it just works for a lot of things. It's GB or Gardner Bender liquid electrical tape. Usually Lowe's has it, but of course, like everything else, they were out.
By Lowe's and Home Depot in Athens earlier this week, looking for a propane adapter hose. And online, they said they had them in stock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go over there. Neither one of them had them. So I just switched gears and moved on to another project. I'll get one at Tractor Supply or somewhere else here in Hartwell as soon as I get a chance. I didn't necessarily have to have it, so I just wasted 45 minutes driving between two stores for no good reason. Well, Tom, I'm sitting in the driveway with groceries, so I need to get the ice cream in before it melts. Although it won't melt fast, but it'll still melt, so. But been good talk to you. Tell Bernice I said hello, and don't spoil you too much during this weather event we're going to have. Y'all have a great day. 73 is my friend. We will talk to you soon. M4WHM, I'm clear.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I just switched gears and ordered it from Amazon. I'd like to support my local businesses, but they don't have it. It's kind of like the grocery stores right now. I saw pictures on Fox News this morning, local channel, and the shelves are cleaned out. We got our groceries a couple of days ago. But another thing on the propane, I bought a gauge that shows me the amount of propane left in the gauge. It just goes into the tank, and then you hook your line back into it. That's a real handy item. I got it off of Amazon for about $20. That way you know when a tank's getting low on the barbecue, you know. The big tank's got a good gauge on it and percentage out there, but the little tanks on the barbecues usually don't have anything. There's your tip of the day, Bill. Hunker down. Talk to you later. N4WHM, maybe I'll hear you tonight. N0TR clear.
N4WHM clear.